First order of business is to take attendance. So we'll go ahead and do that. Jeff Botkin?
Here.
Colleen Boyle?
I'm here.
Sarah Copeland?
Here.
See, Denise Doherty?
Here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Melissa Parisi?
Here.
Charles Homer?
Here.
Kelly Klim?
Here.
And I think Fred Laurie is still on his way. Chris DeGru?
Here.
Steve McDonough?
Aye.
Dieter Mattern?
Here.
And then Alexis Thompson?
Here.
Thanks. Kathy Wicklund?
Here.
And Andrea Williams is not here. Don Bailey's not here. I am here. Okay. All right, thank you. Because Fred has not yet arrived, we're going to change the order of the presentations from the subcommittees, and we're going to start with Beth Torini giving a report on the Subcommittee on Education and Training. Beth?
Thank you, Dr. Bikini. Can you hear? Okay. Perfect. That'd probably be better. No, I'm okay. It's fine. I memorize it. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So the subcommittee charge, as many of you may be familiar with, I'll review is, oh, and by the way, I'm channeling Don Bailey. He's in Turkey. You'll see him. Don't be worried. You'll see him return for the next meeting. So the subcommittee charge is to review existing educational and training resources, identify gaps, and make recommendations regarding five groups. And those five groups subdivided into two categories are parents and the public, as well as health professionals, which include health professionals, screening program staff, hospital birthing facility